Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 34 after the hour. Thanks for helping me celebrate 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. And one of the very first guests, within the first 3 months of being on the air, we found our good friend, Russell, someone who became our good friend of ours, Russell Brown. Russell is one of the smartest guys on the planet when it comes to buying, selling a business. He's forgotten more than most people will ever know about that topic. He wrote all the Bibles on buying and selling a business, award-winning books. He's developed one of the best pieces of software I've ever seen on selling a business, buying or doing any due diligence on buying or selling a business. And we've been the beneficiary of his knowledge for almost 15 years now. Russell Brown, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I'm really glad to be back. I'm very pleased that you'd have me back.
Yeah, well, you're always welcome, and we appreciate you being here all these years and helping us get to this milestone. Russell, there are a lot of baby boomers who are coming to the end. You know, they're either about to be or in their 60s. They own businesses, many of them, and they're thinking about, you know, riding off into the sunset and clipping their coupons and trying to, you know, take it easy for a while. Many of them are. And so I'm curious about what you think is going to be the prospects for them over the next 4 years, now that we've got a second term for President Obama. What do you think are going to be the prospects for them to sell their business?
Well, it's going to be the same. They probably won't get as much money for it as with all the new taxes and stuff that are going to go into place.
Yeah.
But
So you think the current tax attitude is going to depress the price, the value of businesses that are going to be sold.
Yeah, but then that becomes the new normal.
It's going to be the same thing for equities too, isn't it?
Well, that's true, yeah. The thing is, everything is going to be a new normal, okay? And we just have to adjust to the new normal. Here's the fact of life. People get old, and they have to sell their business.
Yeah, they're going to leave their business one way or the other, aren't they?
Right. And, if you're in your 70s right now, you should have sold your business this year.
Uh-huh.
And if you didn't, well, then you're going to get less than you would have gotten this year. But that's the way it is. But most, probably most 70-year-olds have already bailed, not being probably wise and, so gotten out of their business if they could have found a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And because all the buyer money kind of dried up in the last few years, except for the top Class A businesses.
Right.
And people holding off. So when I say this year, I mean previously. You know, things just dried up like mad this year because there's no.
So the last year or two has not been a good environment to sell a business.
No.
And why did that happen?
Well, because the whole uncertainty.
People did not know who was going to get elected president, did they?
Well, it wasn't even, it's even smaller than that. What's small is that nobody will loosen up any money.
Yeah.
So, and that was part of the election.
They didn't know how to recast the statements and do a projection because they didn't know what taxes were going to be like. They didn't know whether they were going to have to deal with Obamacare or whatever, right?
Yeah, well, there's always some there. I mean, there's always some deals going on and stuff like that. But in general, I can say, using my metrics, that the business, fell off dramatically,
mm-hmm.
absolutely dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think that's going to create a pent up demand and supply?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think maybe over the next 4 years there'll be a flurry of sales?
Absolutely, because it'll be the new normal.
Ah.
Because now what'll happen is the money will become available for buyers again.
Yeah. And everybody, buyers and sellers, will understand this is the new normal. Therefore, these are the new values.
Right.
We won't have one person holding out for money that's really not ever going to get there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, interesting. So, you know, it's going to be, the problem is, that's just the way it is. So I would say, if you're in the market, you want to get into business, get on out there in the marketplace next year.
So the good news is, buyers and sellers going forward, I think I hear Russell saying, folks, the good news is, going forward, buyers and sellers will both be closer to reality with each other. Understanding the new normal, we'll understand that we've got to deal with Obamacare. We'll know what the tax picture is, hopefully in the next week or few weeks or months. But the question is, how do you finance that? Is that going to look any better? We come back, the funding of this purchase. We're going to talk to Russ, get him to tell us how that's going to look over the next 4 years. Russell Brown and I will be right back. It's Tweet Hill. Stay with us.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.